Gamma and Build-A-Plane make high school cool. SpaceX sees Falcon 9 success again, and AOPA announces regional fly-ins. This is Aero News for Wednesday, June 8, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. Gamma and Build-A-Plane are partnering for a second year to promote science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM education, in high schools across the United States through an aviation design competition. Schools interested in the competition will receive complimentary fly-to-learn curricula, which comes with flight simulation software powered by X-Plane. Teachers will guide students through the science of flight and airplane design, completing the curricula in approximately 6 weeks. At the end of the course, each high school will apply what they've learned by modifying the design of a Glass Air Sportsman airplane that seats 4 adults while flying a specific mission profile. The schools will then compete in a virtual fly-off, which will be scored on aerodynamic and performance parameters. Judges from Gamma will select the winning school. That winning high school will receive an all-expenses-paid 2-week trip for 4 students, 1 teacher, and 1 chaperone to help build a Glass Air Sportsman aircraft through Glass Air Aviation's well-known 2 Weeks to Taxi program at its facilities in Arlington, Washington, in June of 2014. But you have to hurry. Registration deadline is in February. Space Exploration Technologies, SpaceX, has successfully launched the Thaicom 6 satellite for leading Asian satellite operator Thaicom. The Thaicom 6 mission marks Falcon 9's second flight to geosynchronous transfer orbit and begins a regular cadence of launches planned for SpaceX in 2014. SpaceX has nearly 50 launches on manifest, of which over 60% are for commercial customers. This launch also marks the third of 3 qualification flights needed to certify the Falcon 9 for missions under the Evolved Expendable Launch Vehicle, or EELV, program. Once Falcon 9 is certified, SpaceX will be eligible to compete to launch national security satellites for the United States Air Force. AOPA has announced the dates and locations of its first-ever regional fly-ins to be held nationwide throughout this year. The association will host 6 fly-ins, as well as an AOPA homecoming in Frederick, Maryland, giving AOPA members throughout the United States a chance to interact and share ideas with AOPA President Mark Baker, mingle with one another over breakfast and lunch, and take part in safety briefings, aviation clinics, and flying activities. The AOPA homecoming will be on October 4th at its Frederick, Maryland headquarters as the association celebrates its 75th anniversary. 6 regional fly-ins will be held in Texas, Indiana, Massachusetts, Washington, California, and Georgia in April, May, July, August, September, November, respectively. The fly-ins will take the place of AOPA's annual aviation summit. Each of the AOPA fly-ins and the homecoming will feature a pancake breakfast and pilot town hall hosted by Baker, free lunch for members, exhibits and static aircraft displays, flying activities and safety clinics, a learn-to-fly area, and a chance to visit with AOPA staff and program specialists. Aviation product exhibitors, a major feature at AOPA summits, will also be welcome at the regional fly-ins, giving pilots a chance to see, test, and buy new products and technologies. An emergency order posted Monday by the U.S. Commerce Department is preventing a Turkish company from delivering used aircraft engines to Iran. The Commerce Department cited anti-terrorism export control laws in preventing the engines from being transported. According to Reuters, the 2 U.S.-built GE engines were to be delivered by 3K Aviation Consulting and Logistics, based in Turkey, to Iran via an Iranian cargo airline, even though there's been some diplomatic contact between the U.S. and Iran recently. Such exports are still strictly forbidden under U.S. law. A 1/10 scale model of the Maker plane has been flown by Jeffrey Meyer, the company's chief aeronautical engineer. In an updated blog post, Meyer said that the model is built to accurately scale dimensions and using the same construction techniques that they propose to employ for the full-scale product. The plans and instructions will be available for free to anyone that wants them, Meyer said he will soon be working on a one-quarter scale model for future flight testing, as well as full-sized prototypes of the airplane. When Aero News continues, first flight for the EMG-6 ultralight glider, no free get-out-of-UAV-jail card for journalists, and one aviation business opportunity up for bid on eBay.
Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics now offers dealer-only repair services for Bendix King, Mode S transponders, radar altimeters, and HF systems. For expert repairs and quick turnarounds, count on Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, January the 8th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The EMG-6 ultralight glider has made its first short test flights with designer Brian Carpenter at the controls. The aircraft, under development by Rainbow Aviation Company, is designed as an ultralight motor glider that could be outfitted with as many as 3 electric motors. A blog post from the CAFE Foundation notes that the aircraft could carry a pilot, a ballistic parachute system, and a power pack for one motor and still remain in the ultralight motor glider category. The aircraft could be self-launched and reach a soaring altitude, depending on the weight of the pilot. For heavier pilots or payloads, the aircraft would need the motor as a sustainer and another aircraft to tow it to seek those thermals for soaring. Additional test flights are planned for later this year. A photographer who thought he was technically legal when he used a UAV to capture video from 30 feet above the ground has discovered that the FAA doesn't see it that way. Jesse Tinsley was the journalist who used a camera mounted on a small UAV to get the shots that he wanted. He had said it was, quote, not illegal, but currently in a gray area, end quote, according to a report appearing on a blog from the Poynter Institute. Well, FAA spokesperson Les Doerr said, quote, there is no gray area, end quote. Hobbyist flying RC aircraft are okay within certain guidelines, but anything that has a hint of commercial activity, including journalism, is verboten, according to the FAA. Doerr said a cease and desist notice is usually enough, and that usually the UAV operators are cooperative. He said that the FAA's soon-to-be-published guidelines for UAV use will clear up a lot of the confusion surrounding their use. The purchaser of a 1986 Opus Super 2 airplane for sale on the online auction site eBay will also be buying the means to get started in the airplane manufacturing business. Included in the $299,000 buy-it-now price are all of the jigs for the airplane's components, plus various semi-complete parts, tools, office furniture, and more. The airplane is described as a fixed-wing, single-engine, two-place airplane powered by a Rotax 912 engine. But the listing contains pretty much everything from the jigs to the drawings and forms, tools, even the drafting tables, filing cabinets, and an assortment of fiberglass cloth. The listing says all offers will be considered, but the purchase requires court approval. As of our last check on Monday, there had been no offers posted on the site. The auction is scheduled to end January 27th. The airplane and all of the components for the business are located in Stoneville, North Carolina. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now cleared for departure.